Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Father God, we do thank you for laughter. We thank you, Lord, for joy. Lord, just being with those that are of one mind, Lord, those that are of one heart, Lord, brings joy to our spirits, Lord. We welcome your Holy Spirit this day, Lord, and we say, have your way with each one of us here this day. We praise you, Lord, and Father God, as we are blessed as fathers here this day, may you be blessed with our worship, our praise, and just our joy as we come before your throne this morning. That you would accept the music, that you would accept our prayers, Lord, and that you would just be joyful in us, Lord. So we bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Oh, church, do you know this morning that every promise that's been given to you is yes and amen? There's no turning on it. There's no turning around. There's no that he's going to leave you in the middle of it. As a matter of fact, his word tells you that there will be streams in the dry places. Oh, you have the power to remove mountains. Can I tell you that there is a world that has a constant feeling of something's missing in my life? There's something that I need. There's something that's got to be different. Can I tell you this morning that you have exactly what that gift is? And your life is meant to shine because of the promises that are within it. The things that are yes and amen. That do make you up the head and not the tail. Above and not beneath in all things. The things that bless you through the hard moments and the easy moments. He's there in all of them. Oh, come on. It's something to be excited about because you already are a conqueror. You already have victory over every single obstacle that comes within your, in your, gosh, the Bible says, run the race. Because you're not meant to be at the end. He's got so much more for you. You are meant to be royalty in a kingdom that has nothing to do with the way that this world functions. It just doesn't. It's why the world can't understand what we do sometimes. It's why they ask the questions of, how can you tell me that the God that you serve is real? I can tell you because I feel it. I can tell you because I've seen things happen in my life that are unexplainable. I can tell you because where my marriage was meant to fail, it excelled. I can tell you because where things went wrong in my life, he turned them around. I can tell you because every single testimony in my life speaks to who he is. And it's the same thing that the world around us does. It speaks to who the Creator is. You serve a mighty God. A God who can completely transform your life in ways that you cannot believe. Gifts that are hidden within will begin to just pour forth.
He has spoken and it is so. He made his promises and it is so. So whatever he speaks, it's going to happen. Whatever he says, it's going to happen if you believe. If you believe that you have Christ within you, amen. You don't have to ask him to come. He's already here. So imagine, just close your eyes and imagine a room full of balloons. And when they start popping, there's confetti that comes out of it. That's the Spirit of God. Just imagine this confetti all over here only because He's in you, and that you gave him permission. The joy of the Lord is your strength. There's nothing that you can do that he's not going to be there for. If it looks up, it looks down, he's always with you. He says that he will be with you no matter what. So today, we have the Spirit of God. Now allow his Spirit of healing, allow his Spirit of joy, allow his feeling of discernment and wisdom and just the who he is. Just be a part of who you are, because that is so. Because he spoke it, and that is so. Whatever you have, share it. Whatever, don't look sad. You have the King of Kings as your Father. He is the awesome God. He knows the beginning from the end. He'll always be with you. And if anything that happens, just know he'll never leave you. He'll always be with you. So don't ask for him to come. How can you ask for something that's already here? Just realize it within your spirit, within your heart, and just acknowledge and say, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for allowing me to, that you called me and I'm a part of who you are. So don't turn around. Don't look and see that you're sad, or if you have the King of Kings and Lord of Lords with you. He'll always be with you. You're never alone. And he loves you so much. It's not so much that we love him, but he loves us. And it saddens me when, if you don't expect him to love you, it saddens him to say, I sent my son. I did it all for you. So if I did it for you, it's because I love you. So don't have a doubt in your mind that he doesn't love you. And acknowledge it. Say thank you. Say thank you, because that's all he's asking us to do. Just praise and worship him and thank him, because he is a good God.
So just to add to what Stella said, God is good and he loves us so much. And the prodigal son wasted away all his inheritance, walked away from the father, and he decided to go back to the father walking, and God ran to him. Our father ran to him.
Yeah.
Praise so God. He loves us all.
Come on.
Thank you, everybody. Well, I have so much to thank God. First, for being a Father Day, to thank God for being my father. I have to thank God for giving me a great husband.
Yeah, come on, Fred.
And celebrating to have a great family. Tomorrow we're celebrating our 8th anniversary. So I have my 8th anniversary. And I thank God for that, because when we first got married, I didn't think I was going to make it. But thank God. Thank God. We are here and we love each other like the first. I never, ever, ever think I was going to love my husband. And I thank God, because he gave me a special love for him. Because I never, ever think I was going to love him the way I love him. I really love him like I ever, ever, ever think I was going to love him. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful, wonderful husband you give me. Thank you, Lord.
All right. That's beautiful. Okay, so it's my 1 year anniversary here, because 1 year to the date, Father's Day, I walked in here. God moved me from one church to this church, and it hit me hard. The Holy Spirit was here powerfully, and I felt like I was at home. So I had an earthly father, but he was never around. But early on in my life, I knew I had a heavenly father, And just like the song says, love, his love will never let you go. And I remember watching TV one time, and I'm embarrassed, but when I was young, I watched Oprah. And they were talking about orphans, and they lost their father in the war, and they were orphans. And I go, well, wait, I don't have a father. I'm not an orphan. I have the most awesome father, God Almighty, sitting on the throne, Jesus Christ. So I just want to acknowledge my true father, my eternal father, and wish him a happy Father's Day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, come on. Anyone, I'll say the mic's free. Doesn't cost you a dime. Come on, man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh. Hey, could we stand up and give our Father, just worship him a little bit, just a little bit longer. How many even believe that God loves worship? He loves his people to worship him. He loves his people to get excited about him. Amen? Come on. Can you do a little jig? Yeah, come on. I'm going to get everybody to turn to the right. Turn to the other right. You're right. Turn to the right. Everybody turn to the right. I'm serious. Everybody turn to the right. Come on. Hallelujah. Yeah, you don't have to hold on to your wallet here. Amen. Is that right? Just turn to the right. Father from the east, turn to your left, to the west. Father to the north, turn to the north, and turn to the south. Hallelujah. Father from the east, the west, the north, and the south. You can turn back around. Father, we worship you and we give you praise. Amen. Hallelujah. North, south, east, and west. That's the whole earth. Give you praise, Lord. We thank you for it. Happy Father's Day, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can sit down. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. Ah, yes. Thank you, baby. How many of you know that we serve an awesome God? Amen. Amen. And you know, and this wasn't part of my message, but I sense it. I sense the Lord saying something. You know that when Jesus came, he presented something that was so different that the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they couldn't imagine, they couldn't think of it the way Jesus was saying, but he said, my Father works up to now, and I do too. And they got all fired up. Do you know why? Because he called God his Father. Is that crazy? You know, we call him Father all the time. We say, oh, Father. How many say amen? How many call him Abba Father? Abba Father. Amen. Hallelujah. How many call him Daddy sometimes? Amen. Come on, Daddy. Hey, you go. Daddy, I need some money. Amen. Come on. No, whatever. But, you know, Jesus brought something to their mindset that was totally different than they'd ever thought before. And it was the fact that he called him Father. And they said, what's with you, bro? They said, Jesus, what are you talking about? Your Father? Don't you know that makes you equal with God when you call him your Father? How many know that Jesus knew that? He goes, oh yeah, I know that. Praise God. And what I love about it, he turns around and tells us, this is the way I want you to pray, our Father. Amen? Yeah. Oh, come on. That positions you, folks. That word right there positions you in a place where you might not even imagine it, but you are positioned in the kingdom of God as the likeness of God on the earth. Oh, come on. Was that? I'm the only one getting excited about that, but it's okay. Praise God. It's true. You are positioned in heavenly places. How many say amen to that? Amen. It's who you are. He is your Father. Everybody say, my Father. My Father. My Father. Amen. Amen. According to the Pharisees, you just saying that makes you equal with God. When they said that to him, he said, well, doesn't it say in Psalms that we are God's? We are made in the image of God. Isn't that crazy? It's a lot more than what you think it is, amen? It's more than what you've even imagined, this kingdom that's in your heart. This Son of God that lives, dwells, and speaks, and moves you, and leads you, and guides you, that dwells in your heart, is more than we've ever imagined. Can you imagine that? You can't even imagine how big it is. But it's a big plan, folks. God knows what he's doing. He knew you before you even knew him. The Bible says, before you knew him, he died for you. Amen? Isn't that great? While you were yet a sinner, amen, he died for you. Amen. He saw you before the world was even created. He knew you because God knows everything. Amen?
Amen.
Beginning to the end, he knows it all. He knows what we'll be doing next week. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
2 months from now, he knows what we'll be doing. A year from now, he knows what we'll be doing.
Yeah.
30 years from now, he knows where you're. 30 years, I will be 130. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. But he knows where you're at. Amen. And he knows everything about you and about life. So isn't it good to be able to serve a God that knows everything? I'm glad I'm not searching anymore. How many say amen to that? I'm glad I'm not searching to find the truth. And you know, there's a lot of people out there, well, what is truth? They're out there looking for something. And yet, what's right in front of them, the Lord Jesus with his hand, with a nail-scarred hand held out to them, and said, hey, just take my hand. Just grab a hold of my hand and let me show you the things that I have for you. Isn't that a wonderful God? He is a good father. Amen? How many say amen? Again, I can say amen all day to that. He's a good father. Yeah, he's a good God. He's better than what we even imagine. Amen? Oh, my goodness. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you today about what God is looking for. And, you guys know this is a Pentecostal church, right? Some of you say, hey, what? It's a what? Oh, man, we didn't know. We got to go. No, man. Hey, this is a Pentecostal church. We believe in what God did on Pentecost. He wants to do it all the time in the people of God. How many say amen to that? Amen. He wants to fill you with his spirit daily, daily, daily. Hey, a new fresh fire in your heart every day. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what he's looking for. He wants to do that in your life. Hallelujah. Yeah, we're Pentecostal. Kind of do things different. Man, if I could jump with my guitar, I break things when I jump. How do you guys say amen to that? I break my mic. My mic broke. Steve looked at it. He goes, I don't know what's wrong with it. I said, it's because you were jumping. Quit jumping. But there was that song that before the last one, man, I thought I was going to break out. I should have. Hey, is that right? Come on, man. God is worthy. He's worthy of worship and praise and glory and honor. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed. You guys can probably tell that already, huh? I don't get ashamed. I'm not timid about who I am in Christ. He's done too much for me. He's shown me too much. He's given me too much. He's just been too good to me for me to keep my mouth shut. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo, come on, man. So anyway, I'm going to take you into this. We're going to talk to you about what God would like, okay? But if you would open your Bibles or you can read on the screens, John chapter 4, starting at verse 5, we're going to read through 26. Long verses, but you guys, hey, if you're not going to read the Word of God at home, you're going to read it at church. Amen? Come on.
Amen.
You know, you guys say, hey, I read my Bible. What do you mean? Don't get offended. That's okay. Glory to God. Good to have you back, Linda. Good to have you. Praise God. Starting at verse 5, it says, so he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave his son Joseph. Now Joseph's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, give me drink. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. And the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you, what? Everybody say it.
Living water.
Living water. What kind of water?
Living.
What color is that? It's in living color. Amen? Come on. Hallelujah. You guys didn't know that. Yeah, see, it's in living color. Yeah. What color is living water? Living color. Come on, man. The woman said to him, sir, You have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered and said to her, whosoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become, notice he says, in him, a fountain. Amen? Amen. Of what?
Water.
Of water. What color water? Living color. Of water springing up into what?
Everlasting life.
Ooh, come on, man. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water that I may not thirst nor come here to draw. Always think, hey, man, I was trying to get out of work. Amen? Hey, I don't come here. I don't want to come and get water from here anymore. No, you're going to still have to. I don't think you explained that part to her, but Jesus, the woman said, sir, give me so I don't have to come to draw here water. And Jesus said to her, go call your husband and come here. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you have well said, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you are now, I'm sorry, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. In that you spoke truly. The woman said to him, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. I like that. Sir, you just told me the truth. I perceive that you are a prophet. But notice how quickly she changes the conversation. It says, the woman said to him, sir, I perceive you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you Jews say that it is in Jerusalem that is a place where one ought to worship. Changed the subject pretty quick, didn't she? Got off of her five husbands and not having five, and now she's with one. And then now he said, hey, we got to worship where? Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And right here is our power verse, and it says, for the Father is seeking such to worship him in the spirit and in truth. Jesus says God is a spirit. Those who worship him, that word must, what does must mean? It's a must, amen? You must, the Bible says. Jesus said, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. And Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. Amen. Talk about a wake up. Amen. Hey, and she had some religion. Is that right? She had some. Is that right? Jesus kind of even said that to her. He goes, you know, we know what we worship. What was he talking about? Jesus was referring to all the instances of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all those instances. We know, we have testimony of what we worship. We know who we're worshiping. And he's telling them, but you're not, you know, you don't really know who you're worshiping. See, people, when Jesus told them that you must worship him, the Father, in spirit and truth, that's real worship. How many say amen?
Amen.
Hey, you know, I mean, I don't want my worship to be fake. Amen? I don't want fake worship any more than I want fake news. Yeah, okay, never mind. I shouldn't have said that. But I don't think God wants fake worship either. How many say amen to that? And Jesus is instructing this lady, this is how worship is going to be. It's going to be in the spirit and in truth. Jesus said later on in a place where he says, he's the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life.
Life.
Jesus said in another place, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. So the words that he's speaking, the words that we're speaking, those are the things, the way is what we use to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the God, the Father of all creation. That's what we use to worship him. We use his own words. Isn't that cool? That's cool. Oh, I love it. God desires worship that's not fake. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. But Jesus was describing to her something that she said, from within you will rise up a fountain. Is that right? Of living, living water. What color is it?
Living
color. Yeah, come on. Hallelujah. I want to take you to John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. This is the last day of the feast. And in the feast days, they would have tabernacles up, but they would have this big rock laying out there. They'd have a big rock on the last day of the feast. And then the priests would come and they'd bring these, I don't know what they brought it in. Maybe, I don't know. Water hoses. No, I don't know. But they brought this water and they would pour it over this rock. And that rock would run out. As it was a symbol of when the children of Israel were in Sinai in the desert. And Moses struck the rock and water came flowing out of the rock. It was a remembrance of that. That's what they were remembering. And this is the last day of the feast. This is the great day of the feast. Jesus stood and cried out saying, look at what he said. If anyone thirsts, can you imagine? He says, that's me. That's me. They're talking about me. You look for God in every place. You look all over, but the scriptures talk about me, is what he told the first. That's me. And he goes, if anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, who believing in him, those believing in him would receive. Everybody say, those believing in him would receive. Is that right? Is this living water just for the Pentecostals? No, it's not. Is it just for the Spirit-filled churches? No, it's not. It is for everyone that believes in him. Is that right? I will tell you, whether you're Catholic, Baptist, come on, man. If you believe in Jesus and you have experienced that born-again experience, guess what? That living water is in you. Whether you want to believe it or not, it's there. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
See, we talk each other out of it. No, man, I don't like that tongue-talking stuff. Well, the Word of God says it's for everyone that will believe. And folks, I believe we're in a day today that we need this more than we've ever needed it. The body of Christ needs to operate this way. And God is trying, God is speaking, is using guys like me, faceless guys with words in their mouth, just saying, hey, man, this is what God is doing today. He's moving by his Spirit and he wants you involved. Amen? Hallelujah. He wants you to understand the movement of the Spirit, the life-giving waters that come from your heart. Hallelujah. Don't ever go up to anybody and using, well, I'm going to go tell them the Roman road. And after I say the Roman road, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that and do that. No, man, God's already got you so full of the Word of God. Allow him to bring up those words of life. Yeah. Hallelujah. Quit doing it on your program. Let him have the program. Amen. Let him speak through you. Hallelujah. Out of your heart, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Let me say amen to that.
Amen.
It's the Holy Ghost, the one in control. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. I'm going to bring up Hebrews 10, verse 16. It says this. This is what God said in the Old Testament, but in Hebrews, he rewrites it and tells it to the Hebrew people that he's writing to. He said, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. See, God has been putting his law and his word in your heart. How many say amen? Can you say amen to that? Can you be comfortable with that? Yep. He's been programming you. Is that okay? Yep. The Holy Spirit has been programming you. You've been getting downloads from the Spirit of God. Amen? Every time you hear a message on the radio and you find something good, you hear something good, there's a download God's doing in your heart. Is that cool? He is preparing you. He's building you. He's strengthening you by his Spirit. Huh. We talked last week about direct deposit. The Holy Spirit comes in. It's a direct deposit from the kingdom of God. And that deposit is within you. You've got no idea. I mean, if somebody puts money in your bank without you knowing it, they do a direct deposit. You might know. You go, oh, somebody put money in my bank. I didn't even know it. See, this is just like God. He's got all sorts of stuff directly deposited in you. You just don't know it. But he's trying to bring these things up. Is that okay? Come on, hallelujah. And I love it because, you know, sometimes people will say to me, well, that's not my gift. I said, you know, you walk up to the mic, man, and speak a word. That's not my gift. Hey, go over and pray for that guy. Lay hands on him. That's not my gift. Well, what is your gift? Well, my gift is prayer. See, there's a kind of a misunderstanding there, folks. How many say amen to that? The gift is the Holy Ghost, and he can do anything he wants if you'll let him at any time. He can use you to heal folks. He can use you to speak a word to folks. You got to see, we're still stuck in this me thing. Oh, it's my gift. Oh, this is my gift. Well, Henry, you're a pastor. Well, that's your gift. No, I operate in the Holy Ghost, and that's all I know. I shouldn't be doing this as far as my thinking goes. So many people much better than me than this. Amen? Come on, Brian said, amen, bro. Yeah, come on. Yeah, so many people, isn't that right, Pastor John, could be doing this. But I'm just crazy enough to say, God, whatever you want, I'll try it. I'll do it. Is that cool? And to be led by the Spirit is so important to the people of God. Because the more you're led, the more he takes you. Is that okay? Don't allow him to lead you. You probably kind of stay in the same spot all the time. But the more he leads you, the more things start happening. The more sensitive you are to what he's saying to you, the more he begins to move you into positions. Because he says, you know, he says, haven't I written to you excellent things in wisdom and in counsel? Haven't I written those things to you that you might know the certainty of the words of truth? Haven't I written you those things? So that you might answer the words of truth to those that I send you to. See, he wants to do all the work. Amen? Amen. See, we're in here as a gift. We're operating under a gift. Come on. It's not by works, lest anyone would boast. The only place to give honor and glory is to the Father. It's to Jesus, to what he's done, to the Holy Spirit, to what he's doing. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, what God had put on my heart last night, he says, Henry, he goes, I want you to lay hands on people today. I want the body of Christ laying hands on folks. How many say amen to that? You see, in Hebrews chapter 10, I should have brought that scripture up. But in Hebrews, it says that, well, I think it's chapter 5 where he said, let us go on to perfection, he says, leaving the first principles of the kingdom of God or the gospel of Christ, leaving those first principles. Some of them are like baptism, repentance from dead works, leaving somebody. He's not telling us to forget about them. He's just saying those things were foundational. But I want you to move on to where I want you to go, okay? That's all he's saying. But in one of those things was the doctrine of laying on of hands. Laying on of hands. And people get real uncomfortable with this. How many say amen? So if hey, don't lay your hands on me. You know, and you know, if there's anything, you know, COVID is a time where people say, no, don't touch me, 6 feet, 6 feet, 6 feet. I'm gonna lay hands on you, bro. You need something, amen? Hallelujah. But God said to me last night, speak to them about a little bit about laying on hands. So I'm going to talk to you just a little bit, and then we're going to do it.
Okay? How you guys feel about that? You guys good with that? We'll have you out here. We'll have you out of here by 6 o'clock tonight. So you guys will be fine. We'll bring in some lunch for you while you're laying on the floor. No, I'm just kidding. Praise God. But listen to me. Laying on of hands, there's two things that I see in the scriptures, and there's probably more because the Holy Spirit just continues to grow us. Amen. But there's two things very evident that I see. When the priests would take a lamb to be slaughtered, do you remember that? Old Testament. Priests would take a lamb to be slaughtered. Those priests would put their hands on that lamb and would tell the sins of Israel. So the first thing about laying on of hands is identification. Identifying that this lamb, which does not have sin, is taking on my sin. Identifying the fact that I should be the one dying. Amen? And not this little lamb. So the identification is a very important part. What the priests were doing. There was even a place in there where the Israelite himself, when he took a lamb up there, he would speak over that lamb. And he would say this, you know, he would confess his sins over and then take the lamb to the priest. Identifying that that person needed that lamb. Identify the fact that we need Jesus. That we needed Jesus and he washed our sins away. So the identifying is an important part. So when we lay hands on someone, we identify with that person. And then the other part is we transfer. Can I say that to you? There's a transferring of the Spirit of God, if you will, with the children of God. There's a transfer that happens when you lay your hands on somebody. Do you guys know that? I would walk around the mind and some of the guys, hey man, how you doing this morning, man? And I put my hand on them. And I talked to them a little bit. And some of them, hey, why are you always putting your hand on me? You're one of the touchy-feely guys. Yeah. I guess I am. I don't know. Randy? But usually when I was walking over and I say, hey, Brother Randy, how are you doing? Or whatever. And they don't know the Lord. I am believing God for a transfer of something going into their heart. Is that okay? You guys believe in that? It's the laying on of hands. It's okay. They don't have to know. Amen. All you got to know. You don't. You just do it. Hallelujah. So there is identification and then there's a transferring of power. So today, when we pray for you, when we ask you to come, we'll pray for one another. Is that okay? Those of you that are filled with the Spirit, hey, somebody says they've never been filled with the Spirit, lay your hands on them. See, because what's important about what I'm getting ready to say to you is what God showed me this morning. He says, my body needs to be one. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Well, God has taken us to a place where we are one in Him. Folks, we got some talented folks out there. We got some really good preachers out there. But the anointing only comes through the head, which is Jesus. Jesus is the head of the church. How many say amen to that? You remember that scripture where it talks about the oil being poured on Aaron? Went to the top of his head and flowed all the way down. See, the anointing is on Jesus. And every portion, every part of that. See, Jesus is the head, but he's got a body on there. How many say amen to that? Man, can you get excited? You're the body. You're the body. So that transfer of anointing comes to you through the head because he dwells in you. Is that cool? Don't release that. And we are members one of another. How many say amen to that? We are members one. And can I tell you something? For the body of Christ, we need every member standing in the place that God has determined that they should stand. Every member has to be doing its part in the body. Can you say amen? You understand what I'm saying to you?
Every one of us has a place in the body, and God is saying, I need to bring the body together. So when you identify, when you lay your hands on somebody today, you're identifying that you are a part of them. We are the body of Christ. Is that cool? We are a body, folks. Fashioned and formed by Christ himself, sent even into this house by Christ himself to be this body of Christ on the earth. Can I say that? Oh, we're all over the place. Amen. But in this house, there's fashioned and formed for God, that God wants us to operate in a way under his direction. Can you imagine God saying, hey, I need you to go down there, body, and go down there and do this. Well, we got no legs. The legs took off. We don't know where they're at. You know. We are members one of another, so you're identifying yourself with them. And then when you lay hands, you are empowering, you are transferring into their lives. If you're healthy, you know that you're healthy. You know that God has taken care of you. You transfer into their lives the blessing of health in your life. You transfer that power, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I've never spoken in tongues. You transfer that just by the laying on of hands. It's something. It comes through you. It's not from you. It comes through you. Can you say amen to that? It's not about you, ese. Right? It's not about you. Andale. It's not about you. I know my daughter's laugh. It's not about you. It's about him. It comes through you into whoever you got your hands on. Okay? Do you guys get that? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to spend the rest of the service. Anybody that you got a need. Is there anybody right now that's never been filled with the Holy Ghost? If you would, just raise your hand. And, you know, I will invite you to come forward. If you don't want to come forward, say, I don't want to go up there. You can say that. And I'll tell you what, we will come to you. How's that?
Yeah.
But is there anybody that would like to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Because this is what God says. This is how he wants you to worship him. Spirit and in truth. Is there anybody? Okay. Praise God. Everybody here is filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on. Hallelujah. Lord just said to me, don't assume nothing. I said, okay. Yes, sir. Now, anyone, I don't care if it's financial, if it's health, I don't care what it is, if you've got a need that you've been talking to God about, we need you up here. Come on. Come on up. Hallelujah. And it's not going to take very long. We're just going to lay hands on you. We're going to transfer some things. And yeah, come on. Come on, folks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, man. Yeah, hallelujah. And see this, let me just say this about Christians. Something, I got it all. I'm good. Hey, man, maybe God's got something better for you. And we just want to identify with you that, hey, this is part of the body of Christ. And we just want to identify with you that glory and blessing absolutely has to be in your life. Absolutely. Yep. No way can anything escape you, because the Spirit of God that dwells in you. Amen? Hallelujah. Everything is like we sang in the song this morning. Yes and amen. Everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Come on. There you go. Hallelujah. This will be how we'll do this today. Starting on this end, well, Brother Steve, if you would, like you say, maybe kind of go around with John and Stella, just begin to lay hands on folks. You know what? You don't even have to tell them what you need. You can, if you want. You can tell them what you need. You can say, hey, this is what I need. This is what I'm asking God for. You can do that. Or you can say, hey, just transfer into me what God knows I need. Amen? But lay hands. Let's lay hands on one another. Let's lay hands. All right? You see somebody over there? Because, right, you know what? I'm a crowd fisherman. You know what I mean? I always go after the people that stay in the seats. Yeah. Come on, man. I always go after those, man. When we would go to youth conferences, they'd bring them up and I'd go after the ones that stayed. And I made more friends, got to know some of those kids better than, yeah, it's just good. Amen. So, Linda, go ahead and play well, and let's just begin to lay hands on one another, and let's see what God does. Amen? So let's pray. Father, we thank you. You have told us this morning, Father, to lay hands on your people. So God, we will do that this morning. We will lay hands. We will lay hands on your people, Father, just as you have said, for whatever their needs might be, Father. God, we thank you for complete health. We thank you, Father, for complete health. Yeah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We will lay hands on one another, Lord, for the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God, we will lay hands, Father God. Lord, impart that which you desire to be imparted. Impart, Father God, to your people that which you desire for them to have, Father. God, not what they want. Father, not what they want, but what you desire to have, Father. In them, Lord, we thank you for the impartation of the Holy Ghost, Father. We thank you for the body of Christ, Father.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.